Hare Krishna. So after hearing from Krishna about Ashtanga Yoga, Arjuna rejected straightforward. Humse na ho payega, I cannot do it. And suppose if Krishna is asking him, what is the reason? Why are you saying this? So Krishna is giving reason now in shloka number 34. Chanchalam hi manah Krishna pramathi balavadradam तस्याहं निग्रहं मन्ये वायोर एवा सुदुष्करम्। सो हियर ही इज गिविंग डिफरेंट रीजंस। ही इज सेइंग, ओ कृष्णा, दिस मनः, दिस माइंड इज चंचलम, इज फ्लिकरिंग, रेस्टलेस। प्रमाति, इट इज एजिटेटिंग, टर्बुलेंट। बलवद, इट इज वेरी स्ट्रांग। एंड दृढ़म, no, it is obstinate. Yes. And so he is saying that tasya aham nigraham manye vayor eva sudushkaram. He is saying tasya aham nigraham manye. I cannot subdue this. Very, very difficult. In fact, vayor eva sudushkaram, it is more difficult than controlling the raging wind, Arjuna is saying. So here, basically, Arjuna is talking about mind. That controlling the mind is so difficult, O Krishna. How can I practice Ashtanga Yoga? This is what he's saying here. So here it is given. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. So all of us agree this. In our day-to-day life, it is so difficult. So many activities we are in, and controlling the mind is so difficult. And that is the biggest problem that people are facing nowadays. Now, artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium towards both friend and enemy, but ultimately, no worldly man can do so, for this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. Artificially, how much can we keep this equal vision and all this nata can we do? Very difficult. So, let's try to understand here this particular concept of mind and intelligence very nicely. Here, a very nice analogy is given from Katha Upanishad. This analogy is about a chariot. So our entire body is like a chariot. And this chariot has got five horses. And these five horses represents the five knowledge acquiring senses. That is eyes, nose, ears, tongue, and skin. And then the robe that is there, that is basically the mind. The bridle is basically the mind. And the rope is held by the chariot driver. And who is the chariot driver? Chariot driver is the intelligence. And there is a passenger sitting in the chariot. Who is the passenger? That is we, spirit soul. Now in this analogy, it's very clear that who is controlling whom? The intelligence is holding the bridle. And what is the bridle? It is the mind. So intelligence is controlling the mind. So when Arjuna is saying that Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, mind is restless, it is fickle. How can I control? So this analogy can be quoted saying that, oh Arjuna, intelligence controls the mind. Control your mind by intelligence. But then Arjuna is saying, Pramathi, it is agitating. It is harassing even the intelligence. It agitates the discriminating intelligence. And suppose if Krishna says, why? Why are you saying this? So here Arjuna says, it is Balavat. It is very strong, O Krishna. Very strong. A very nice analogy is given in the purport here. Is the analogy of the disease and the medicine. So a strong disease that is there, so that gives no regard not to the medicine. So like that, here Arjuna is saying that what my intelligence will work? This mind is so strong, it's almost like a great disease which hardly cares for the medicine that is there. So medicine is not effective at all. That's what Arjuna is saying here. And then he continues saying that moreover, it is dridham, it is firm, it is obstinate. And a very nice analogy is given again here. So it's like intelligence is compared to a sharp needle. Sharp needle, it can actually penetrate, various things. But then this mind that is there is like a big iron slab. How can a small sharp needle enter that slab? So it's dridham, it's firm, it's obstinate. In Hindi, we call it ziddi. So in this way, Arjuna is saying that it's very difficult. It's very difficult. In fact, Arjuna is saying that I can think that the mind is as difficult as to control the wind. That's what is given here. Difficult than controlling the raging wind. So, when it comes to controlling the raging wind, you know, it's very nicely given that it is not possible to hold the wind in one's hand. So he's telling that, please tell me the method for controlling the wind. More agitating one or more turbulent one as compared to the wind. Yes. So whatever, O Krishna, you have taught me till now is like Kumbhak, hold the air within. Now holding the air, I cannot hold the air outside, that is the wind. So in this way, Arjuna is asking this question. It's very, very practical what Arjuna is saying. Controlling the mind is very, very difficult. People are struggling to do this. There's so much of uncontrolled thoughts that people are getting. And there is so much of mood swings that people are going through. So in all this, how can we talk about mind control? And that too by such artificial methods, which has to, you know, where we have to invest so much of time. Very difficult. So the solution that is given for this is, it's not that mind control is not possible. It is possible. But then we need to understand that how to control the mind. We cannot control the mind and stop it. It's very difficult. But then we can direct the mind towards doing something else, something productive. And that's what is given here, that the easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya or Lord Krishna, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance in all humanity. The method prescribed is Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayoho. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagements to agitate the mind. So this is a very important point to understand, that mind can be controlled by this mantra meditation, chanting of the holy names. Mantra, that itself says, Manastrayate iti mantra. That which delivers the mind is called mantra. So when we are chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the mind is getting controlled. Because we are not controlling the mind. Krishna is actually controlling the mind when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And another thing that we have to do is, it's not about stopping the mind's activities. We cannot stop mind's activities. Various processes, various meditation techniques that people teach in this world is about stopping the thought process. Keep, you know, make a space that is void, create a void in the mind. How is it possible? You know, mind is agitating all the time with so many thoughts. We cannot stop. We cannot stop the mind by doing its activities. But what we can do is, we can allow the mind to do those activities, but then divert that towards Krishna consciousness. That is, mind likes to think. Okay, think about Krishna. Think about the lotus feet of Krishna. So we can see the form of Krishna. We can meditate on the form of Krishna. We can engage the mind in studying Bhagavad Gita. We can engage the mind in doing various activities, you know, which are there in Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we have to be very, very intelligent to engage the mind very nicely in service of Lord Sri Krishna, in service of His devotees. When that happens, then we can say that, yes, we can subdue the mind, we can control the mind. Or else it's very, very difficult. By the normal techniques in this world, what people are teaching, in such agitating world, in such turbulent world, no, one cannot control the mind at all. And it's very clear here, Arjuna is giving up. He's saying, no, I cannot do it. So taking to the process of Bhakti Yoga and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra makes it all possible. Why? Because here the mind control is not happening on our strength. Mind control is happening on the strength of Krishna. Krishna is actually intervening in between, and He is actually doing the thing. He is controlling the mind for us, and He is engaging the mind in such a way that we are no more agitated. So we see that bhakti yogis are always happy and peaceful. So in this way, taking this lesson, you know, from this particular verse, we should intently practice bhakti yoga and call out for Krishna that, oh Krishna, you are Rishikesha and you are the one who can control my senses. Oh Krishna, please control this mind. I cannot do it by myself. Please help me. So when we are chanting, we can call out for help intensely. We can tell Krishna, oh Krishna, look at my situation. It's very, very abominable. I'm not able to do any good thing here because of this turbulent mind. Oh Krishna, please help me. You are the one who can actually do it. I cannot do it. Please help me. So in this way, you know, we can pray to Krishna. And Krishna is very merciful. He will shower His choicest blessings onto all those sincere and serious devotees. Now after hearing these two verses from Arjuna, now Krishna is going to speak. Now Krishna is going to answer, is it possible to control the mind or not? So this is what He is going to tell to Arjuna. So let's see that in the next video. हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा।